You have to build a person that can withstand the pressures of whatever they're going to be dealing with in life. Because this world we live in is tough. It's tough. It will beat you down. The world and the life that we live in is the ultimate competitor. You have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. The mind has the tactical advantage over you at all times. At all times of your life, the mind has a tactical advantage over you. Why is that? It knows what you're afraid of. It knows your insecurities. It knows your deep, dark lies. And it starts to push you away from that shit. It pushes you in a direction that is comfortable. Your mind takes control of you. You have to say, F you. I run this motherfucker. When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, it's just what we do. It's what we do now. Because to get to where you want to go, the amount of pain involved, I'm not saying physical, I'm not saying you got to break yourself off. The amount of mental pain of how many times you're going to have to do something that you don't want to do to get to where you want to go. There's gonna be more times you do something that you don't wanna do than you are gonna wanna do it. That's your new norm. That's your new norm. And then once you do this over and over and over again, it becomes like breathing. I don't wanna live this lifestyle, but to get to the other side of this, I have to. The only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. We have the ability to go in such a space. If you're willing to suffer, and I mean suffer, your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything. I'm trying to build people up. I'm trying to armor their mind. I'm trying to get them the belief. Because this world we live in is tough. It's tough. It will beat you down. The world and the life that we live in is the ultimate competitor. It will try to take you out. It will find your weakness, and it will just hammer you. So if I can help you build belief, build confidence to the point where nothing can hurt you because you know exactly who you are. You have to build a person that can withstand the pressures of whatever they're going to be dealing with in life.
You gain knowledge through suffering. And on the other end of suffering is a world that very few have ever seen. It's a beautiful world because that's where you find yourself. Every day you have to do this shit. Because why? When you stop doing it, you don't just maintain it. If you stop shooting a gun, you're not gonna be a great shot if you pick a gun up a year from now.
If you wanna be great, you wanna be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're gonna be misunderstood by everybody because you're gonna be so obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. It takes every second of your life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of people. It is. But if you wanna go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you do, you have arrived. When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the gym at 1 o'clock in the morning? You will never understand what is wrong with me. And that's why I'm so glad you don't, because I'm in the right spot. When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive where people are like, what the is wrong with this guy? I don't want to talk to you, man, because you're not going to get it.
I can't get this paragraph. I can't remember what the is in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read again. Still not getting it. Read again. But if you're not getting it, write it out. And that's how I started learning. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back until the shit just becomes, your mind will say, okay, we're gonna figure it out, because he is not going to stop. It's not like, I'm gonna try one more time. No, it's just like, alarm clock goes off, boop, we're going back. I can't read right, we're going back. I gave myself no way out, and my mind realized that. They said, okay, we're gonna adapt and overcome now. A lot of us wanna find peace first. So people say, man, you always talk about this suffering and pain and shit. I'm at peace right now because I went through that. Right. You don't find peace first. If you do, Merry Christmas. More power to you. I found peace on the opposite end of finding myself. And no one really finds themselves without going through trials, tribulations, suffering, accountability. And accountability is suffering. Being accountable every f-ing day for doing right for yourself, for the people next to you, it's miserable.
One thing we don't do is we don't have a new norm. My new norm is you get up every f-ing morning at 4 o'clock and you suffer. This is your new norm. That became my new f-ing life. Most people want to get out of it. I said, no, motherfucker, this is your new life. This is who you are. Your new norm is you wake up and you suffer. And I started realizing if that's my mentality, this shit ain't hard anymore.
Not giving civilized is about having a savage mentality. It's a comfortable world. A lot of us say, you know, like for instance, I see these athletes right now who retire, you know, I'm 38, you know, I'm 39, I did 20 years at the top of my game, and I'm chilling out now. You see them a year later and how they look. What the hell just happened to you? What the hell? You're one of the greatest athletes of all time. Kids looked up to you. Women, men of all ages looked up to you. And they hit the pinnacle where it's time to retire, and their mind says, I'm civilized. The worst thing that could ever happen to any human being is they become civilized. It's that total accountability. Like, even when you retire, there's a mother looking at me and judging me right now, man. I was the baddest person to ever live. Doesn't go away, man. You gotta wake up. Even though you retired, you never retired. You're setting the example every single day of your life. And being civilized feels so good. I'm sorry, man. Once you get to the top, you may retire, but you ain't never coming back home, man. Cause now you're judged. People see you falling off. You wanna be that guy who knows I may be retired from the sport or from whatever I did, but I'd be damned if you ever see me looking like shit. Feeling like shit, not arriving. People, I've arrived. I've arrived mentality. You're always setting the example. Civilization feels so good. These comfortable feelings are what people want. They want retirement. They want that. They need that. It's a yearning feeling. I want it too. People love putting a label on me about, my God, man, you're just wired different. I'm not wired different, dude. I'm thinking right now, after I got past my stuttering thing, now I'm on a roll, I'm good now. You know what I'm thinking about right now? I gotta wake up tomorrow and do the same shit again. I gotta leave this interview and go stretch out for 2.5 hours. I hate that shit. But guess what it does though? I'm constantly callousing over my victim's mentality that I once had growing up. Every day you have to do this shit. The only way to keep from getting rusty is to constantly oil that motherfucking machine. The machine is this. You gotta keep challenging it every day. How do I do it? How am I able to do what I do on a daily basis? You know, how do I fight the demons? Because they hear me speak and I'm very raw and real. How do you fight my insecurities, all these things? And they're there every day. They're there every day. I'm in search for a feeling. I'm not in search for a trophy. I'm not in search for love. I'm not in search for more followers on Instagram or social media. When I started this journey years ago and I realized that I'm going to be somebody and I'm searching for a feeling of true victory for myself and only myself. The second I shut out the whole world and realized that one thing, that I am in this world alone, I'm fighting in this race by myself. Yeah, I'm all about people, I'm all about team, I'm all about that shit, but I'm really all about right now and in my life, no one knows the real truth about me, how hard I really go. I don't care if anybody knows. I don't want anybody to know. I'm an introvert. I live an introverted life, and I love that about me. That right there is my fuel, is I know that there's really no one out there grinding like me, and if they are, so be it. If I know about you, I'll make sure that I up my game. That's what the mentality is all about. My whole thing is a mentality thing. I view myself as the weakest person on the planet Earth. I was just an insecure, scared kid. And the only way I could find myself was through putting myself through the worst thing possible. My goal in life was to, in my mind, believe I'm the hardest man alive. And that's why the whole thing is, can't hurt me. That's what it's about. It's about whatever you think you are, you have to make that dream a reality. But that's where the hard part is making that dream a reality. That's where the hard work comes. That's where people know, how do you keep grinding every day? You have to make those insecurities,
those fears. Like when I was 300 pounds, I didn't have any drive. I'm gonna go be a Navy SEAL. What kind of stupid shit is that, 300 pounds? There wasn't like a drive to go be a Navy SEAL. I was an insecure, lying kid, afraid. I had to look in my insecurities and in my fear and find drive in that. We're all looking for passion. Passion's all around you. You have a whole stack of it all around you. It's your insecurities, all that shit. You gotta dive deep in that shit. It's all in there. All the energy and fuel you need is right in yourself. It's all there. You got a lot of stuff to do to overcome. And you know, that's where I found it. I found it right there in my own insecurities. I found drive in my own insecurities. And that's the most powerful thing in the world. When you can find drive in your own doubt, fear, insecurities, you become very unstoppable.